sea, the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty.
True and sweet liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Butcher.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. This is Thursday. It is the 18th of November in the year 2004. And we're going to switch gears here tonight. We've been spending the last 3 days talking about the scam and the sham of peak oil and why, as a justification, of course, why the oil prices keep going up and up and up. And tonight we're not going to do that. I'd like to have your calls tonight, folks. And I'm going to, if you would grab a pen, I'm going to give you the call-in number, and I'd like to hear from you. As you know, that we have been contemplating the probability that the broadcast is going to have to go off the air. And I thought maybe you would like to call in and let me hear from you. The call-in number is 570-537-3025. 570-537-3025. I had a call from one of our listeners in Texas, or Tennessee, I believe, and he said he hadn't been able to hear the broadcast for the whole past month. He said that, and he called to say that he was sending a donation. I know that some of you can hear it because I have spoken with a few of you who are getting good reception, and then there are those of you who say that you cannot hear a thing. And so for those who can't hear, of course, we won't be hearing from tonight. Our spiritual message this evening, folks, is something that was written by Fritz, who called in the other night. And if you were able to hear, you know that he is a very knowledgeable individual. He sent this over. It's about gratitude. About gratitude. And I wanted to share this with you. It's something that Fritz had written. The woods this time of year reveal an amazing sight. All about the forest floor, you see bright red apples, acorns, berries in abundance, huge chestnuts scattered everywhere. It's easy to see how a great and loving Creator provides not only for man, but for all creation. The humble creatures of the forest do not need to stop and worship God, thankfully, because their joy of finding such abundance is in itself part of His glory. But I'm sure that if they knew of the Creator who provided such abundance, they would pause for a moment in the quiet of the forest and shout, Alleluia. But what about man? Doesn't man have a heart to know the source of the abundance? I'm sorry. Doesn't man have a heart to know the source of this abundance and a tongue to express his joy? Has he not received much more than just those things needed to sustain life, but numberless varieties of good things, fruits and spices, vegetables, herbs, from near at hand and from exotic lands? Nor is he limited to a few acres of forest, but he has the entire world in which to travel, the sky itself, heaven beyond that. And where the creatures of the forest and sky express their joy in inarticulate noises, man has a voice with which to call on his Creator, words to express his thankfulness, and the ability to make music, which is more a part of heaven than it is of earth. So this Thanksgiving, As we share the good gifts our loving Creator has provided, let us remember the One who has provided them. And happy Thanksgiving. And I wanted to share that with you tonight because, as I told you folks, because the reception was so horrendous last week, in fact, there were some who didn't hear the broadcast at all, and I talked with one of our listeners, with Charlie, earlier today, and he said the first one he was able to hear was on Thursday of last week, the only one. So to say to you, because next week you are going to hear rebroadcasts of the programs that we did last week, and that is for our shortwave listeners. Our internet listeners can pick it up anytime because they are archived at our website at sweetliberty.org. And so, once again, I'm going to give you the call-in number, 570-537-3025. And folks, tonight, and I haven't done this in a long time, and it is something that you know that I have a problem with it, but I thought I would give this a try tonight and take pledges for those of you maybe who do not regularly support the broadcast, but who have been listening and who find the information not just informative, not just interesting, but valuable. And if it isn't valuable to you, if the broadcast isn't valuable to you, the information that is brought to you from this broadcast, then it isn't worth continuing, is it? And so if you would like to call in with your pledges, any amount, know that any amount, we're sitting here on almost $9,000 of past airtime debt. And I thought maybe we could whittle some of that away tonight. 570-537-3025. And I know also that we have a couple of minutes delay on shortwave so that our shortwave listeners, it takes a couple minutes for that to kick in. If you're listening on the internet, because when I go off, if this broadcast goes off the air, it will not be maintained on the internet either. And so if you have been listening and have not been supporting it, and if you feel so moved that you would like to see the broadcast continue, I invite you to call in. Even if you have to, if you only have one phone, if you have to sign off for a moment or a few moments to call in to give me your pledge. And I want to mention something else, too. In the past, I've had people say when I open the phone lines and I wonder why people don't call in, I've had people call me later and say, I tried calling the minute you said the line was open, and I couldn't get through because it was busy. So what I'm going to do, the call-in line for the broadcast is 570-537-3025. If you can't get through on that line, try 3035. And that's the house phone. That's the regular house phone. And we wouldn't be talking on air. But it would be interesting to find out if the phones are suddenly all tied up when there's nobody on it. And the call-in number, once again, is 570-537-3025. I got a call from Jeff today, and he's been doing more research. Actually, folks, he was talking to a friend, and the man's boy came in, the friend's boy, about a 20-year-old, and they were talking about the situation with this peak oil and what Jeff called in about to give the name of a book that he's reading on how to actually convert an engine. And the boy told him, the man's son, his friend's son, told him that in Japan, half of the gas stations are not gas stations at all. They're hydrogen stations. Hydrogen stations. Japanese have, it looks as though from, I did a little bit more research today on it, that they have about perfected the hydrogen burning car. Now, of course, if you're having to pull into a station to fuel up, that means that you're still tied into a system, so to speak. But hydrogen can be, from what I'm reading, hydrogen can be produced so cheaply that there would be no way for them to justify the high prices at the gas pumps that we've been paying. And if you happen to tune in late, we're having a pledge night tonight. It's 570-537-3025, or maybe you'd like to come call in and say why you don't want to make a pledge. I'll take your comments as well as your pledges if you'd like to call in, folks. 570-537-3025. And if you can't get through on that line, try 3035. So anyway, we are finding out of just what a scam this so-called peak oil is. And I think it's important that the word gets out to as many people as possible. What do you think? I spoke with Jeff Bennett. Jeff called me today. For those of you who, I know that many of you, many of our shortwave listeners, have listened to Jeff Bennett for quite a while in the past. He used to broadcast on WWCR 5.070 megahertz. He broadcast. He had a morning broadcast. And then he moved to an evening broadcast. Actually, it was midnight. And he was having reception problems also. So he moved to a two-hour broadcast on the weekend. And he said that his listenership was next to nothing on the weekend. Evidently, there's a lot of people that don't listen on the weekend. And so Jeff is no longer on the air. And Jeff and I have talked about if it is possible that he could be a guest host on this broadcast on Thursday nights, and he would pay for the airtime. And if we decide that we're going to do this... Hi, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Jackie. This is Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
I would like to say to anyone that's listening that I think they should consider, if your program goes off the air, they should consider where they would get the kind of information that you always have on your program. And there's really, you're one of a kind on the shortwave that I don't know of anyone else that's putting out the degree of truth that you can hear on Sweet Liberty. And I would urge anybody listening to act now and keep your program on the air.
Well, the thing is, Charlie, if we have enough calls tonight, pledges to whittle at least a chunk out of this, with Jeff coming on as a guest host on Thursday nights, I would be broadcasting actually only Monday through Wednesday, and Jeff would pay for the time on Thursday, so that could take close to $600 a month off our broadcast bill. And it seems that that's about what we've been doing, is sliding behind $500 to $600 a month. And so that's why I thought tonight, if we did a pledge night and if we could cut a big chunk out of this, then we would be able to, at least we could try it through the month of December. And Jeff has kindly agreed to do that if, depending on what happens tonight, if it's even relevant. Because, Charlie, if there's not enough interest, there is no sense in continuing. I think that there are a lot of people who want to be entertained, Charlie.
Yes.
And they're not going to get entertainment on this broadcast.
No.
And they're not going to get sensationalism. There's enough meat and potatoes on the table that we don't have to go into the sensationalization that you hear so much. And Charlie, you've been a longtime supporter of the broadcast, and I want to take this time to thank you because you have sent your donations at times when we had that terrible several months where the reception was so bad you couldn't hear it at all, and yet you continued to support the broadcast. And you know, remember what you told me why you do it? Because you want the broadcast on the air for other people who come on, listeners, so that they can have the benefit of the information that you all have gotten over these years.
Yes.
So you actually have been sponsoring the broadcast for people who aren't sponsoring it, Charlie.
Yes. So I'm going to continue, and I'm pledging $300 right now.
Charlie, thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Charlie. And he's one of, as Chuck used to say, there's a handful. There's more than a handful. But we have a core of listeners who, without them, the broadcast would not have continued as long as it has, people. And this broadcast, beginning in the summer of 1998, went totally listener-sponsored. So we've been 6.5 years now with listener-sponsored broadcasting. That's a long time. And the call-in number is 570-537-3025. 570-537-3025 if you would like to call in a pledge. You don't have to pledge on a monthly basis. And whether it's $3 or $5 or $15.50, whatever, what it will do, folks, is to take a big chunk and a big load off me, because as I've told you, this debt is ultimately mine. The call-in number, we're taking pledges tonight, 570-537-3025. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Jackie, this is Melvin. I'd like to contribute $20 a month, and if I can some months, I'll contribute more than that.
Thank you, Mel.
I'm hearing you pretty good tonight for a change.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that, Mel. Thank you.
Okay, I'll hang up so somebody else can call.
Thanks, darling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Mel, and he pledged $20 a month, and he said that if he could send more on months. I know that Mel is on a very limited income, and Mel, I appreciate it. Folks, the call-in number is 570-537-3025. If that doesn't get through, try 570-537-3035. So far, we've had $320 pledged tonight, and that was from two callers. And I wonder where you are, folks. I know that there are quite a few of you who listen to the broadcast when you can hear it. And I do know that you've had problems. We've had problems in the past. Jeff Bennett had reception problems. And Clay Douglas had reception problems. Clay wound up going off the air. And I regret the reception problems that we've had. It makes one wonder why. When we were on 3.210, it got to the point it deteriorated so badly that even people who could hear it at one time couldn't hear it. And I felt so grateful to come to 5070. Hi, you're on the air, and thanks for calling.
Oh, certainly. How are you doing?
Hi.
I wish you a lot of success with your pledge drive, and I'm not working or collecting any money or anything. I'm just like selling myself to make it. But I want to put $25.
Well, thank you. Will you tell me who's calling?
And this is PJ.
PJ?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, PJ?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're on the eastern side of the
No, I'm not, darling. No, north central, PJ.
Central Harmless, State College or somewhere?
No, way up, honey, right next to the state line. Right under New York state line.
Oh, I was going to say right under New York, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually right under Elmira and Corning. So you
up there.
Yeah, way up here in God's country, PJ.
Yes.
And thank you for your call. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Hey, listen, thank you so much for everything you're doing. I really encourage the listeners to, you know, to get up out of their seat and make a call and make a pledge and do your part, you know. I could do it not even working, you know. Everybody can do something.
Thank you, PJ.
Your program is great.
Thank you. How long have you been listening, PJ?
It's going to be over a year.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And you had problems at times getting the reception in?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it is hard to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And lately it's been real good.
Good. That's great. I'm glad to hear it. PJ, thank you, darling.
5.070. That's what I listen on. Which one?
Yeah, 5.070. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, PJ.
That's a great work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well,
we'll keep up the work, folks, if you want us to, but it is up to you. The call-in number is 570-537-3025. 570-537-3025. This mic, I'm going to have to take it in. I think I'm going to have to take it in. The thing I don't understand is what is happening, because I'm not moving. And it suddenly I just lose it. The call-in number, we're taking your pledges tonight. And the call-in number is 570-537-3025. Hello? Hello, you're
Becky?
On. Yeah.
I pledge $20.
Thank you. Who's calling?
This is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
And I can't make a definite pledge, but I'll send some when I can.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Ruth. All right. So, folks, we've had 4 callers in the last 10 minutes, and I bet you that really we could be getting a call a minute or a call every 30 seconds. And I'm inviting you to call in. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Jackie. This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
I've been trying for a while, and your line's been busy.
Really?
When somebody isn't on the radio.
Uh-huh.
So,
uh-huh.
It's been a little hard to get through here. I'll pledge $200. I'm sorry I haven't given you lately. I've been ill, so I'm...
Evelyn, I know you have. Are you feeling better, honey?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad to hear from you.
Okay. Have you considered getting sponsors?
We had a sponsor, Evelyn.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, North American Urban Spice.
Right.
And they shafted us for nearly, it was $2,900, honey.
Yes, I remember.
So,
I think if you could get somebody, you know, that's reliable, I think you'd get a little help there.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we have enough calls tonight and that we can take a chunk out of this, Jeff and I have talked about, and have you listened to Jeff Bennett in the past, Evelyn?
I used to.
Well, he would be a guest host on Thursday nights.
Okay.
He will pay for that time.
Uh-huh.
And it's taking, about almost $600 off the cost of the broadcast for our listeners.
Is there, it seems like, now Alex Jones, his broadcast is cheaper. Cheaper than what you're paying.
Really?
I think.
Did he say on the air what it was?
Yeah, I remember, but I'm sorry, I can't.
Was it over $100?
Oh, my, I have no idea.
Oh.
But it was less than what you pay, I know.
Yeah, well, I was told that 5070 has dial recognition, and that's why the price is so much higher.
Oh.
Except that 3 weeks after I came over to 5070, we lost our reception for a long time.
Yes, right.
And we got it back, and it has. We've had, I think, since about August of this year, we've been very fortunate.
Well, you know, the sun has a lot.
Yeah, well, up until last week, we had the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, all the programs were having problems.
Right.
With the sunspots.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll hang up so someone
Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you. It's so good to hear from you, honey. Bye-bye. All right, folks. This call-in number is 570-537-3025. And I want to thank each of you who've called. And let me tell you what we have right now pledged. This mic. I'm not writing my, let's see, 565, $565, folks. And that's wonderful. And your pledge doesn't have to be $100 or $200. If you can afford it, that's wonderful. If you can afford $3, you have to know that every penny counts. And if we can take a big enough chunk off the outstanding bill right now, and Jeff will be coming on as a guest host on Thursdays, we'll be able to keep Sweet Liberty on the air. And so it is up to you this evening. And I would like to hear from you if you would like to see the program, the broadcast, continue. And please know, I think you know this, I don't do this for fame and fortune, obviously, because I make nothing. There is no financial, no finances. I make nothing as far as money off this broadcast, folks. And I have been doing the broadcast. Actually, I've been on the air for 9 years now. In fact, I started in 95. And so it's been a long time. And I've wrestled with this, as I've told you, that if it is time to give it up, I want to know that, and I want to give it up. I don't want to hang on to doing this broadcast because I think I have to. The only thing is, when I think, and when I talked to Charlie earlier today, when I think about how few broadcasters there are where you're actually going to get the truth without a bunch of hooks, lies, and withholds, it makes me feel bad. Hi, you're on the air, and thank you for calling.
Hi, just a minute. Turn it off there. Sorry. Anyway, this is June in Illinois.
Hi, June.
$25 was going in the mail this weekend.
Thank you very much, June.
And I'll try to do that every month.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. That was June from Illinois, and June pledged $25. So, 10, 6, we're up to $590, folks. And the call-in number is 570-537-3025. And if you've never... called in before, don't be nervous or shy about doing it. You're just calling me on the telephone, actually. And if you feel that the information that you have received from this broadcast is information that is important and valuable to you folks, then I'm inviting you to become part of it. And you have to remember that as we give, so we receive. Everything that goes out always comes back to us. As we sow, so shall we reap. And when we give, it is returned to us, multiplied many times over. So it isn't a case of that you have to short yourself in order to do this. Whatever your heart moves you. We're going to be taking a 60-second break here, and it is a commercial for Sweet Liberty. And if you've got your pen and pencil in hand, you can write the address down. Hi, you're on the air, and thank you for calling.
Hello, this is Don.
Hi, Don.
I paid a visit to the bank today and got another $5 here.
Thank you, dear. All right, Don, thank you.
I'm doing what I can with that.
I know you are, and thank you so much, Don. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, that was Don from Canada. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70. You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the SweetLiberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Okay, we're back here with you, folks. Okay, if you didn't get that address, in case you didn't get it, the address is Jackie Petrou, P-A-T-R-U, P.O. Box 190, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, Millerton, M-I-L-L-E-R-T-O-N, Pennsylvania, 16936. P.O. Box 190, Millerton, Pennsylvania, 16936. And we have, tonight so far, we've had 8 callers. We have $595 pledged. And thank you, Charlie and Mel and PJ, Ruth, Evelyn, June, Don, thank you for calling in. And hi, you're on the air, and thank you for calling in.
I'd like to pledge $10 a month.
Thank you. Who's calling?
This is Tom from Michigan.
Hi, Tom.
Okay, Michigan. Will you give an address or something where I can mail it in?
I sure will. Do you want to take it again, honey? I just gave it, but I'll give it again.
Okay, good enough.
You want to take it down right now on the air?
Ma'am.
Okay, it's P.O. Box 190.
Oops, let me get the pen here.
Okay.
P.O. Box
190.
190.
Millerton, M-I-L-L.
M-I-L-L.
E-R-T-O-N.
Millerton.
Pennsylvania.
P-A.
P-E-N-N-A.
16936.
Where do you live in Michigan, Tom?
I live in Prudenville. The lower peninsula.
Oh, man. Well, Michigan's my home state.
Oh, I'll be there.
And we used to go up, that's around Houghton Lake, Prudenville.
Exactly. I live right in Houghton Lake, yeah.
Well, my grandma Margaret had a cottage up at Prudenville, and we used to go up there occasionally in the summer. We had a cottage up at Bear Lake.
I'll be darned.
Up there at Bear Lake. So it's good to hear from you, Tom. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am.
Bye-bye, honey.
I know.
All right, that was Tom from Prudenville, Michigan. And gosh, I can remember going up there and visiting my gram in the summertime up there, outhouse and everything. They had a great frozen custard stand, and I remember we used to go up there. It's interesting. It's fun to hear from people from your old stomping grounds, isn't it? Tom pledged at $10 a month, and Tom, thank you. So, folks, we're up to $605, and we are having a pledge night tonight in case you called in late and wonder what's going on here. And what we're trying to do is cut a big chunk out of the nearly $9,000 airtime bill that we have. And if we do okay tonight, we're going to try to continue to keep the broadcast going through December with Jeff Bennett as guest host on Thursday. Jeff will be paying for that broadcast time, which will cut $600 a month off from our airtime bill. And that seems to be what we're sliding. We've been gradually sliding backward and backward, just not quite enough to make it work. And so, therefore, tonight is going to tell the story. Are we going to at least give it a try for another month, or are we going to have to close it up the end of this month? The call-in number is 570-537-3025. And if you can't get through, try 570-537-3035. Okay? And we're at $605. And that takes a little bit of a chunk out of nearly $9,000, doesn't it? And that helps. And thank you, all of you who've called in tonight. We've had 9 calls tonight, folks. And we have about 25 minutes left. And if you would like to see the broadcast continue, or if you've been listening and you haven't, if you haven't been participating and would like to at least call in a pledge to help us take a chunk out of the bill. Hi, thank you for calling in.
Hello.
Hello, Jeffrey.
How you doing?
Fine, how are you doing?
All right. And I'll give you the, I guess what I usually do, $100.
All right, thank you, Jeff.
I can honestly say to everyone that I don't know of any other broadcasts that are even worth listening to. And as far as Jeff Bennett goes, last time I heard him, he was still promoting a lie about our terrorists.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Jeff and I will have a conversation about that.
I will. <Yeah. hope> so.
Thank you for your call.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that was Jeff, and he just pledged $100, folks. Those large donations, you know they help a lot. Remember that it doesn't matter the size. Whatever you can do and whatever you are moved to do is really all that you should do. And whether it's 3 or 5 or 8 or 12 or 15 or 50 or 100 or 500, whatever you can do, that's and are moved to do, that's all you should do. The call-in number is 570-537-3025. And I will tell you this, next week you will be hearing the rebroadcast from last week because our shortwave listeners just weren't able to get it. I think it was relevant enough. Beginning the next Monday, folks, we're going to look into this hydrogen situation. This is fascinating. To think that they're giving us this scam about peak oil when they have cars today, vehicles that can run on hydrogen. You get the hydrogen from water. You get it out of the air. And we're paying over $2 a gallon and we can expect it to go up. Now, sometimes, you know, you wonder, okay, what good does it do us to know this? A lie is in the darkness. A lie is part of the darkness of this world. And the truth is light, folks. And every time another person knows the truth, that's another light shining into the darkness. And maybe with enough people who know the truth, maybe the darkness will be shined away. What do you think? The ignorance and the lies. Hi, thank you for calling, and you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling from up in the socialist state of Vermont. I'd like to pledge $10.
Thank you. Who's calling?
Mike up here in Vermont.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling, honey.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, socialist state of Vermont. That was Mike. And I think he said $10. Geez, I'm sorry. I didn't write that down. Thank you, Mike, for calling in. And that's $715, folks. And we have about 23 minutes left. Let's see what we could do with that 23 minutes. Gosh. This is, I'm very, pleased. And yet we've been doing this for 20 minutes. We've had 11 callers. And I wonder, though, you who are sitting there, who sit and listen to the broadcast, would you like to pick up the phone and make a call? Do you feel nervous about doing it? And if you do, just ask for the courage. The courage is there. All you have to do is reach in. Reach in and find it, because it is within all of us. 570-537-3025 is the call-in number. If you have trouble getting through on that, not because it's busy, of course, Evelyn called in and said she was having a problem getting through. And I've had this said to me before. And maybe it's coincidence, but I've had calls after the broadcast. Not when we've done a pledge night, but just when I've opened phone lines. And nobody's calling, and I go, why don't you call me? And then I get calls afterwards, and people say, I tried and tried. I couldn't get through. The line was busy. And so if that should happen, 570-537-3025 3025. Try 3035. Okay? And we are, as I said, we're having a pledge night tonight to see if we're going to be able to at least continue through December and see how it goes, only broadcasting three nights a week and cutting about $600 off the broadcast bill. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Dave. I pledge 20.
Hi, Dave. Where are you calling from?
Cummingville, Texas.
Texas?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been listening, Dave?
On and off. Haven't listened for a while, but, you know, over the last 6 months, you know, but on and off. I have a question. Where does that song Sweet Liberty come from? Where's that originated?
You know what? I don't even know that, Tom. Dave, I'm sorry, honey. I didn't think this name up. When I was broadcasting on Bill Cooper's network, I couldn't find a name for the broadcast that you know, hit me, and so I just didn't call it anything. And I went over to Republic Radio to fill in for a lady who was off the air, and they asked me the name of the broadcast. I said, I don't have one. And so Andy, the engineer there, he said, what about Sweet Liberty? I said, oh, Andy, I love that. And he said, well, I even have a song here for it. So that's been the name of this broadcast, and that's been the theme song or the intro song since sometime in early 98, Dave.
I say, well, that's an interesting song. It sounds interesting.
Sweet Liberty is in your hands. It's part of the plan. Or is it a state of mind? That is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well,
keep up the good work, and I'll send a check in.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. You have the address, yes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye. All right, folks. And that was Dave from Texas, and he pledged $20. So now we're up to $735. Wouldn't it be nice if we got off the air tonight and had maybe $1,000, maybe $1,400. Wow, that would really, then we would know that we're going to be able to at least try it through December. We just couldn't keep going behind the way we were, folks. And I know that the price is high. And Evelyn said maybe you should have a sponsor. Well, we had a sponsor for actually almost, it was 6 months, actually from February through the middle of June. And they stiffed us for $2,900. Hi, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Jackie. It's Lon from Illinois.
Hey, Lon.
Hi. Pledging $25.
Thank you, my dear.
Yeah. Hey, it was interesting hearing you a few weeks ago talk about the Global Anti-Semitism Awareness Act.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice hearing you talk about that because hardly anyone did or has. But, you know, it's interesting. The day after his election, President Bush was responding to a reporter's question about the role religion played in the election. And Bush said, among other things, that Jews, Christians, and Muslims were equally Americans. And they certainly aren't equal, are they?
Nope.
And it showed which group has the clout.
Yep.
Yep.
We see it all the time.
Yep. Well, thanks for your show.
Lon, thank you for you. Thank you, babe. Bye-bye. That was Lon from Illinois. Hello, you're on the air, and thank you for calling. Hello? Whoops. I wonder if that was a misdial. All right, folks, we're having a pledge night, and we have about 12 minutes left. And if you haven't called in and you would like to, pick up the phone and dial 570-537-3025. 570-537-3025. Hello, and thank you. You're on the air. Hello? I'm sorry if someone's there. I can't hear you. I don't know. Maybe somebody got the wrong number, folks. And maybe they're just calling back for fun. The number is 570-537-3025. We're up to $760 pledged. And I appreciate this so much. I don't know if you have any idea how I do not want to do this in the first place, to use up a whole hour. But we just really didn't have much choice in the matter, unless we just said, okay, fine, hang it up. Hi, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Jackie. This is Will from Missouri.
Hey, Will.
In the last 15 minutes here, I'll match up to $300.
What?
I said I will match funds up to $300 in the last 15 minutes.
Okay. In other words, whatever pledges are called in, you're going to match it up to $300.
Right,
oh,
one night.
I like that, Will. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
All right, that was Will, and he is going to match from between now and closing any donations that are pledges that are called in up to $300. $300 is his limit. So we've got about 10 minutes left, and that was cool. Thank you, Will. Folks, hi, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Hi, Jackie. It's
yeah.
Vicki in Ohio.
Vicki?
Yes.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, that was a misdial.
I couldn't hear you, honey.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, I could turn that down. I can figure 200.
Vicki, oh, God bless you, honey. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Did you hear what Will said?
No.
Well, let me just tell you, we just got a call from Will, and he said between now and the end of the broadcast, he'll match any pledge up to $300. So you just really put it up there, Vicki. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Thank you. Bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. That's cool, Will. Okay, folks. So now we're up to $960. And with Will's pledge, it actually takes us over $1,000. You all are wonderful. Hi, you're on the air. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Bobby from Virginia.
Hi, Bobby.
Yes, I'd like to pledge $50, please.
Oh, I appreciate that, Bobby. How long you been listening?
Oh, possibly a year.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, honey.
Okay.
We got another phone call. Thanks, Bobby. All right, folks, let me grab that other phone. Hello? Yeah. Hi, Nancy. Oh, God, thank you, honey. That's okay. Oh, no, you don't have to leave it blank, honey. No, just make it out. You can make it out to me. Yeah, and I'll send it on. Nancy, thank you. Bye. Bless you. Well, Will, get out your checkbook. Honey, that we just got a call from Nancy in Oklahoma, who's sending, oh, geez, I think she said $100. Hi, you're on the air, and thanks for calling.
Hi, this is George from Massachusetts.
I'm sorry, George?
Yes.
Massachusetts? Did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to pledge $25.
$25. Thank you so much. Thank you, George. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, gosh, you guys, you're just wonderful. I'm losing track here. Nancy called, and Nancy, I think Nancy said 100, but I'm not sure because I'm getting excited here. We've got about 8, 9 minutes left, and the call-in number is 570-537-3025 if you'd like to call in a pledge. And I just cannot thank you enough, folks, those of you who are showing up, and you really are showing up tonight. We have a call on the other line. Hello? 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 Who is this? Nicole? I don't know who it is, honey. Okay, folks, I'm sorry about that. All right, the call-in number is 570-537-3025. I will tell you this, that we are well over $1,000. And, Nancy, I'm so sorry. I don't remember if you said $100 or $200 that you're sending, honey. I'll try this phone again. Hello? Yeah. Hi, Erwin. I'm fine. Thank you. Pardon? Okay, Erwin, will you call me after the broadcast, please, honey? Okay, and we'll talk about that. Thank you. All right, folks. That was Erwin from Canada, and he pledged $50, and he is having trouble getting into the Internet. So I asked him to call me back after the broadcast for that. 10, 11. I know we're at least at $1,200 here, and plus Will's pledge. Folks, we're at $1,500, and you are just wonderful, and thank you so much. We still have 6 minutes left, and we might, okay, we've got to call on 3035. Folks, the call-in number is, hold on. Hello? Hi, Linda. Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. Bye. All right, the call-in number, folks, is 570-537-3025. If you can't get through, then that other phone that I answer is 3035, and thank you. That was Linda from Ohio, and she pledged $20. And you know what? We've had 21 callers, and the most of them have come in the last 10 minutes. We've got about 5 minutes left. The call-in number is 570-537-3025, and if you can't get through on that, call 3035. And this is wonderful. This is going to help. You know what? I can tell you this right now, folks, that we are going to continue through December, and we will see what happens. The fact is, I told you that Jeff Bennett is willing. In fact, he called and proposed this to me when he heard that I was going to be going off the air to be guest host on Thursday nights. And so I will be broadcasting Monday through Wednesday, and then Jeff will be on Thursday nights, and so we'll be able to keep the broadcast on the air. And we will try it and see if through December, if we're able to get this down and get it to a manageable amount, we're going to keep this broadcast going. You're going to keep the broadcast going. And let's keep that phone ringing, huh? It's 570-537-3025. 570-537-3025. And tonight, we've had calls from Charlie, Mel, PJ, Ruth, Evelyn, June, Don, Tom, Jeff, Mike, Dave, Lon, Will, Vicky, Bobby, Nancy, George, Erwin, and Linda. And thank you all, and hi. Thank you, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, this is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
In Maryland, and I'd like to pledge $50.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you very much.
I hear you often when the reception is good.
Oh, good. You listen every chance you get?
Every chance I get. And I was wondering if the WCR couldn't give you a little place on your bill because of the poor reception.
I don't know.
Right.
I would like that. That would be nice, wouldn't it, Carolyn? Thank you, Lenny.
I enjoy your program.
Thank you very much. That was Carolyn from Maryland, and she pledged $50, and thank you. And thank you, every one of you who've called in tonight. And we still have time. We have time for, we probably could get 3 more calls in if you would like to call. 570-537-3025, or if you can't get through on that, 570-537-3035. And it would sure be nice to thank you. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from New York. This is Gloria.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi, I'm going to pledge 30, and I just want to say I'm so happy about Jeffrey Bennett doing this with you.
I knew you would be.
I love him. I mean, you and him are just, you two excite me so much. I'm so glad.
All right, thank you, Gloria.
Thank you, God bless.
You
bye.
Too, honey. Bye-bye. That was Gloria from New York, and Gloria pledged $30. And folks, I'm sorry, I lost track. I just lost track because I was starting to get so, it's so fun, and I was so excited that I'm not really sure where we are. But I'm going to take a guess here. 960, 1,000, 1,100, and 50, 60, 70, 80. We're easily at $1,200. At 1,500, easy. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'd like to, I'll budget $100.
Oh, you're, thank you. Who is calling?
From Wisconsin.
Grant?
Yeah, from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin, Grant. Thank you. Bless you. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Yeah. So, your money order, would you make it out to WWCR?
You can make it out to me, and I always sign it over, Grant.
Oh, Lance.
Oh, Lance. I'm sorry, honey.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you so much. Bless you. Bye-bye. All right. We're up to about $1,600, folks. Now, listen, if you didn't get a chance to call in, I'm going to be home for the weekend, and I would love to hear from you. If you do call me, don't call me on 3025. Call me on 570-537-3035. 570-537-3035, because that phone is the house phone, and I'll hear it wherever I am in the house. And if you would like to call me and let me know that you're going to send a pledge, I'd love to hear from you. I thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. And keep your pen in your hand, because we're out of our time now tonight. And boy, I tell you what, you all, you really came through, and you really did show up. You really did. And I don't know if you can hear the smile on my face and feel the love and the respect in my heart, in my voice. It's there. God bless you, folks. And I will be back live next Monday. But this coming week, remember, you're going to be hearing a rebroadcast for those of you who missed it. Good night, folks. Thank you. And Will, get out your checkbook, darling.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Be sure to visit the SweetLiberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.